the Dog and Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
Time for another exciting edition of
What's Your Deal?
What's your deal?
All right, jump on the phone, 766-9370. The way we start each and every day here on the Dog and Joe Show is with What's Your Deal. So if you got a deal, anything at all you want to share, you want to say, you want a bitch, you want advice, anything, the floor is yours, 766-9370. This is a fantastic deal. Saw the story yesterday, couldn't wait to share it. Out of Santa Rosa, we're finally starting to get good stories from all the wildfires. Every day, 9-year-old Lauren Smith pretends to play for his favorite team, the Oakland A's. While slugging at the home plate, he knows his real home is gone, reduced to ashes. Wildfire took it. And what it took, while Lauren's father, Tate, tried to defend the home, he had the hoses, he ran around crazy, he couldn't save the house. Inside the house, little Lauren Smith's beloved baseball collection. All his A's memorabilia. He had Ricky Henderson baseballs.
Oh.
He had all this great stuff up in flames. All his life, all his love, all his treasures gone. So what his aunt told him to do was, hey, why don't you write a letter to the Oakland A's? You know, you're right up the road in Santa Rosa. So he said, okay. So he wrote them a letter. And it said, I love watching your A's games, and I want to be an Oakland A's player. He says, sometimes when I'm in the backyard, I imagine how the A's won 6 World Series in a row. Boy, that's a dream right there, isn't it? Kids' imagination's getting away with them. So he writes it to him, and he says, I had every single A's card from 2000 to now. Also other stuff. It's all burned up. I'm so sad.
Oh, man. For a little fella, that just broke his heart.
It did. So he sends the letter. A's president Dave Cavall, he shows up to check him out, hang out with him at their house or what would have been their house with Bruce Maxwell. So the A's president, the catcher.
He brought one of the guys?
Yeah. They show up. They bring him all this memorabilia. They bring him baseball cards. They bring him all kinds of stuff from other teams. And they go out and they play catch. So they hang out and they talk about his collection. They throw the ball back and forth.
What? No way.
Yeah. And the A's, again, you know, I'm an A's fan, love the A's, but the reason they can do this right now is because they're not in the World Series. They would not be able to do this if they were playing Los Angeles tonight, but they've got all the time in the world, and I think it's fantastic.
I hate baseball, and this is shaping up to be one of the good ones right here.
This is good. And so what the little kid, Lauren, does, not only does he keep all the stuff that the A's brought him, he shares it with his other buddies that also lost homes.
Oh, you're kidding me.
So he goes around and he's handing out the baseball cards and the gloves and the autographed balls, and he's holding all that stuff up, giving it to them. So I thought, that is fantastic. It's a good story out of all the wreckage and the ruin and all the burned and sickness and death and everything that became of that. That's a great story.
When you hear stories like that about little kids, little boys or girls that do such kind-hearted acts for no reason, like, he didn't have to share all those. He lost everything he had, so he could have hoarded it, stuck it away in his closet.
Could have put it on eBay, could have sold it.
Absolutely, done anything with it. How do you change? How does an individual change from being such a sweet, loving little person like that to the crazy maniac adults that we have running around this world?
Well,
do they ever start off like that? Once you start off like that, you're good through life, aren't you?
I think he's a good kid. Plus, he lost everything at 9, so he's been taught a valuable lesson. He knows what the stuff means. He knows what it meant to him.
And to share it back afterwards, that's amazing to me, man.
Yeah. Yeah. And this, too, so you know, a GoFundMe page has been set up for the Smith family. So if you want to go to GoFundMe and you want to search, you absolutely can. Before we get back to the original deal, I want to take this one just quickly, and then we'll get back to this deal here from Lauren.
It's a great story.
Good morning, John. What's up?
Well, it's kind of a happy and sad day for me. I'm happy because I started my new job at Amazon, the fulfillment center by the airport. And a sad deal because I'm not going to be able to listen to you guys. I'm going to miss you guys a lot. You're the best radio show out there.
Wow.
You guys are awesome, man.
Why can't you listen to us?
Well, I don't know inside Amazon if they're going to have the radio playing or not. I don't know yet. It's my first day.
All right. Well, what is the Amazon thing called? Dana, what's the Amazon, the Alexa thing? What is it? Echo. Isn't it the Amazon Echo?
Yeah, it is the Echo, but it is Alexa also.
Okay, just tell them that you got to hook Alexa up and then hook your phone up, get your smartphone and all that, and you can download the iHeartRadio app. and then tell all those Amazon bitches there's a new boss in town, and we listen to the Dog and Joe show here at the loading station, or the fulfillment warehouse.
Or you could take advice whatsoever that he's just given you, and you can put your phone in your pocket and discreetly put an earbud in while you're running iHeartRadio app.
I just want to say you guys are the best radio show out there. I'm going to, because I used to be a full-time Uber driver, and I used to listen to your whole show every day. And stuff, so I'm just going to kind of miss you guys.
It's good to be missed. We'll miss you too. Lots of things you can do.
I was going to say, what's Dana's option is probably going to be the best.
Yeah, it's not going to get you in trouble or fired. so we do podcasts, and it's the entire show, and it's on the iHeartRadio app. So
that's solid.
You can listen to it whenever you're done working, if you can't listen to the radio at work.
Okay, but I just want to say, you guys are the best out there and stuff, so I really enjoy your show.
Well, thank you. Hey, congratulations on the new job, by the way.
Thank you.
And whatever you do, do not call your new employers bitches when you get there today.
Yeah, don't take dog's advice. Yeah.
Like a wolf in the woods, day one, mark your territory. Don't take place in any of that workplace harassment or bullying. You got to show them there's a new boss in town, and it's you.
I will.
Yeah.
Good luck today, man. Hope you have a good first day.
766-9370. Back to this deal, and little Lauren out of Santa Rosa. I want you to think about this. 766-9370. Dana, Joe, you've gathered up your children. You've got all your loved ones. You've got your animals. Everyone is to safety. Fire is going to ravage your home. What do you take? You only get to take one item. What special baseball card-like, baseball memorabilia-like thing are you grabbing? All right, you got Digger. You got Liv. Mm-hmm. You got your cats. You got your dogs. All the stuff that's alive and that you love. But now you got to take one of those sentimental, prized possessions. I'll play Bon Jovi. Think about it. 766-9370. The fire's coming.
This is going to be a tough one.
You only get to save one prized item. It's the river.